With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Consumer prices rose a scant 0.3% in December from the prior month. That was the same increase as in November.
Economists were expecting consumer prices to rise 2.6% in December compared with a year earlier. That figure based on estimates compiled by data provider FactSet. The yearly rate in November was 2.7%. Core prices, which exclude volatile food and energy categories, were expected to rise 0.3% in December from the previous month.
Correspondent George Williams. The U.S.-based human rights activist news agency, which has proven reliable in the past, says the Iranian regime's crackdown on dissent has killed at least 2,000 people. Meanwhile, looking to punish the regime, President Trump is imposing 25% tariffs on countries that do business with Iran.
It's going to be complex at the very least. Here's an example. China is the biggest buyer of Iranian oil. He's in a very delicate trade situation already with their trade tariff war between America and China. Is he going to suddenly put a 25% tariff on China in addition to the other stuff they've been doing? It's already a very delicate negotiation. I wonder about that, quite frankly.
The BBC's Jeremy Bone. The White House says all options for dealing with Iran remain on the table, and that includes the use of the military, although the White House press secretary says diplomacy is the preferred option. Democrat Senator Mark Kelly is suing the Pentagon over his censure for taking part in a video that urged military members to reject illegal orders. The Supreme Court is hearing arguments today in a couple of cases challenging state laws that bar transgender girls from playing on female public school sports teams. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is down 168 points and NASDAQ up 69. This is SRN News. Pro-lifers give President Trump good grades.
His one-year report card from pro-life groups includes kudos for taking away Medicare funding for abortion clinics and barring the Veterans Administration from paying for abortions. The president is also being cheered for launching an investigation into the safety of abortion pills and pardoning pro-life activists convicted for protesting outside clinics. On the downside, some pro-lifers are unhappy with Mr. Trump's support for in vitro fertilization. Michael Harrington reporting.
Churches in Syria are opening their doors to refugees from fighting between the government and Kurdish forces around the city of Aleppo. The St. Ephraim Syrian Orthodox Church is hosting about 100 people who had to flee the conflict. Parishioners have donated mattresses, blankets, and food. The pastor says as soon as the problem started, when we heard the sounds of battle, we opened our church as a shelter. This is SRN News. One Texas city has gone dry.
More than 100,000 residents in El Paso have been left with little or no water following a main break over the weekend, and it's likely to take until Thursday for operations to return to normal. The break in that 36-inch water main line happened Saturday night in the border city, which has a population of about 800,000. An official says the break was made even worse because of, quote, the way the pipeline itself was designed, along with how different connections of smaller lines were made to it. Jason Walker reporting.
The New York City nurses' strike is into day two now. The affected hospitals include New York Presbyterian, Montefiore, and Mount Sinai. The union says roughly 15,000 nurses are off the job, demanding manageable workloads and more workplace security. More details, SRNNews.com.